In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the Church and her witness of hope to the world, that in every city, village, and home across the globe, the voice of the Lord may be heard by the faithful preaching of the gospel, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For those who labor in the fields of the Lord today, and for the Lord to raise up laborers for his harvest fields, that their work may be blessed and they may be protected, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For all who live under the flag of our nation, for those who govern in this country, and for the causes of peace and justice, that we may all be given grace and freedom to serve the Lord honorably and accord with his word, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the poor and hungry, the homeless and unemployed, the oppressed, that the Lord would grant them mercy, and that we may help to relieve their suffering and want, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the sick, that the Lord would grant them healing. For the wounded in spirit, that the Lord would make them whole. For the grieving, that the Lord would comfort them, especially all afflicted by the ongoing pandemic and its effects. And we pray especially for those we name now: Kai and Bev, Haley, Forrest, Kylie and Sandy, Cassidy, Dylan, Roman and Svenja, Andrew, Kayla, Chuck and Holly, Anne, Julie, Rich, Peggy and Don, Caroline, Cheryl, Sue and Gabe, Bradley, John, Tom and Donna, Tom Glather, Audrey Richards and Audrey Bond, Janny, Greg, Bob and Carla, Bobby and Lexi, Sue and Heather. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. O blessed Lord, help us to live as your own people, doing the good works for which we were created, and praying with the confidence, the petitions and supplications of our hearts, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.